This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Republican Congressman Gabe Evans has signed on to a bill that would offer legal status to millions of undocumented people. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Evans ran on cracking down on illegal immigration.
Under the Dignity Act, some people who are in the country illegally could get work visas and protection from deportation. Evans says applicants would pay $7,000, so the program doesn't cost taxpayers.
It's all paid for by the fees of the folks that are entering the program. You have to stick with the program for 7 years and continue to not commit crimes, cause problems, take any sort of federal welfare. What do you get in exchange for all of this? Well, you get the ability to work in the United States. Not citizenship, not amnesty.
The Dignity Act is getting a lot of pushback from some on the right. Evans has so far supported President Trump's immigration crackdown and did vote to fund it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has outlined his priorities for the second half of his term during his annual State of the City address. Homelessness and housing remain top issues, and he said the city must significantly increase the number of affordable units each year to meet long-term needs.
We know we need to bring on close to 5,000 units of housing that working families can afford every year to meet our long-term needs. If we don't make progress now, this challenge will be an existential threat to families.
Johnston also highlighted several other priorities like improving public safety, reviving downtown, and providing after-school and work programs for kids. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.